is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL's CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Start things out here tonight. There is some news from Strong City. We've been talking recently about the various different instances of government people coming into the homes of families around the country. In this case, and in a few other cases, the families of people who have different religious beliefs than the vast majority of Americans. They belong to religious groups that are relatively small and therefore obscure and easy to pick on. And, of course, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the biggest, most recent example of all of this. But Strong City is a smaller one, not any less important. We talked to one of the head people over at Strong City a few weeks back on the program, Jeff Bennett, the son of Michael Travisser, who is the Travisser. Anyway, he is the guy that claims to be Jesus or whatever. Just besides their religious beliefs, that all aside, what happened to them was awful. The New Mexico state bureaucrats came in and they took three teenagers from them, two females, one male. I believe their ages were 13, 15, and 16. Now, I'm not sure as to what the status is with the 15 and 16-year-old, but the 13-year-old female was returned to Strong City.
Really?
As of June 17th, so a couple days ago. Now, this was following a 10-day fast that Michael Travisser was put himself on in hopes of getting the girl returned. So apparently, after 10 days of fasting, they did indeed bring this young lady back to her home. And there's a video posted on strongcity.info of her coming back and hugging the people that she was stolen from. So again, very clear that this young lady was in no way interested in being separated from her family members and her friends on this particular reservation, or whatever it is you want to call it, this plot of religious groups, plot of land out in New Mexico. So she's back, and of course there's an incredibly long, rambling blog post to go along with that. But I just thought I'd let people know a quick update on that particular case.
Giving God all the credit, I'm sure.
Well, they are, and
I'm amazed that I really, you know, it must be God, because I'm amazed that the authorities return this this girl to these people. It just surprises the heck out of me. What was the reason? Anything?
I don't know. They say that they no longer have jurisdiction over her or something like that. I don't know if he really gets into the reasons. I couldn't read the entire post. It's way too long. But the important portion is that she was returned. And so good. So yeah. Not everything has been as awful of an ending as it could have ended up being. Of course, she was still stolen from these people's homes for over a couple months. So she was gone for that period of time, and who knows, maybe she'll post a blog post over at strongcity.info talking about her experiences and what they tried to tell her or say to her or do to her. Who knows how she was treated the time that she was in state custody. So just thought I'd bring you that update. Of course, I haven't heard anything new on the FLDS situation. I don't know if either of you have heard anything there.
No.
But last I understood there was that the children were being returned to their parents, but the parents were still essentially under some sort of set of orders from the government to not leave the state, and that they have to allow the government bureaucrats in anytime they want to come in for special surprise visits and interrogations. So they are certainly not out of the fire yet in Texas, but it sounds like things are going in the right direction over at Strong City with the return of the young lady. So good to know.
Yeah, that is good to know.
All right, 800-259-9231. In other news, also relating to young people and parenting, the story is out of the CBC in Canada, where a father plans to appeal after a Quebec court ruled he didn't have the right to punish his 12-year-old daughter by barring her from a school trip. Talk about the government bureaucrats reaching way out of their realm and into the realm of parental home punishment decisions. They're stepping in.
Bizarre.
Quebec Superior Court Judge Suzanne Tessier ruled Friday that the girl should be allowed to attend the three-day trip within Quebec this week. Initially, the father forbade his daughter from going online after the grade 6 student posted photos on a dating site, according to the Globe and Mail.
Grade 6?
That's correct. The girl's parents are divorced, and she had an alleged row with her stepmother. That's a fight, by the way. Her father barred her from going on a school trip to mark the class's graduation from elementary school, said the newspaper. When he said, okay, it's final, you're not going, she smacked the door, left, and went to live with her mother, said the father's lawyer. Last Wednesday, the father received a motion petitioning the court to overturn the punishment. 2 days later, the judge ruled the punishment was too severe because the girl had already been sufficiently disciplined. The judge, or rather the father, said the judge had also... The judge also said there was no reason for the punishment to stand since the girl was now living with her mother, even though the father has custody. So, legally, father is in charge of this young lady. She ran off to mom's house, and the judge is now saying, well, even though you have custody and these are normally your decisions, I'm making it my business, and you must allow your daughter to go on this trip.
I don't understand. I just don't understand how the judge can get involved in a parent grounding a child. It's ludicrous to me. What the hell's going on in Canada? I've got another Canadian story, too, by the way, about how crazy it is.
But I don't know. I wouldn't say that this is anywhere, as far as comparing Canada to the United States, this isn't really that different. I mean, in the United States, I think we've got a more serious situation, which I imagine might be duplicated in Canada as well. But what about all the stories, Mark, of parents who have essentially, and their daughters and sons who have not been allowed to make medical decisions for themselves? What about all the American judges who have stepped in there and said, well, sorry, this is my decision, and I'm going to decide what's right for your kids?
At the very least, you can call that, at the very least, I'm not defending it at any stretch, but at least you can call that a life or death situation, you know, as opposed to this, which is simply a parent's, you know, right to choose how to discipline their child.
According to the story here, the judge's decision was not just a case of a child going to the court to get out of trouble. A Quebec family lawyer who's spoken with various attorneys involved said, under Quebec family law, it's not uncommon for a child in a high conflict situation as between two parents to have an attorney appointed to protect his or her best interests. In Quebec, no matter who has custody, we have joint parental authority. According to the family lawyer, there are issues of discipline where both parents have to agree, and if they don't, we'll have a place to resolve the issue in court. The attorney.
So is the mother on the opposing side here? Is the mother saying that that's too stiff of a penalty? Because I'm just wondering here. It sounds like the girl brought suit, which is bizarre in and of itself.
I'm not too clear on that. The court is to be an objective third party, and these children who are in these high conflict situations need the protection of the court, said the lawyer. I think we could presume the judge had good judgment in the fact that she read the statements and found out what both parents were saying and that the child was punished at least once for that, and this was an excessive punishment. Obadon said the case is a first for her. She doubts it will trigger a flood of similar claims. She said usually children have lots of respect for their parents and they wouldn't go there. She said the judge stressed that the case was an exception. She said, but for a field trip, I'm thinking this is a big exception. So they're claiming, no big deal, we're just, you know, we're making this one decision this one time, we don't expect anything else to come out of this, but, and of course, I mean, what kids are paying attention to the courtroom situation in Canada? It's not very likely that there are any other...
The parents are certainly paying attention.
Certainly the case, just kind of a disturbing story. I figured I'd bring that to you. As a new parent, Mark, yet another reason to keep your kids the hell out of government schools. Because the longer your kids are in government schools, the more likely they're going to be subject to all sorts of absurdities like this.
I can't argue with you. Government school to me seems like a crazy idea.
It doesn't end there, Mark. I know you said you had another Canadian story, but in the subject of government schools and what can happen to your kids if they go to them? Here's a story from the Times Online in the UK. Now, it's actually about America. The story's about an American government school student. It could be a long time before Omar Khan goes to college, as long as 38 years, according to Orange County prosecutors who have arrested and charged the 18-year-old student with breaking into his prestigious high school and hacking into computers to change his test grades from Fs to As.
Tricky.
Now, look. I understand that grades are real serious to government bureaucrats, but 38 years in prison for this?
That's nuts.
Yeah. More coming up here. You can take control. Bring up anything. He's facing 69 counts. We'll explain it to you here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, What are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version and a dial-up version of the program available free for you at freetalklive.com. President Barack Obama, the North American Union, how about John McCain, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card, what is your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Omarkhan.org. 38 years is what Omar Khan is facing in prison. What did he do? Did he rape somebody, burn down a few houses, kill a few folks? No, he hacked into a computer and changed his grades at government school. I thought this was a joke when I saw the headline, because it seems it's so surreal. 38 years
it seems
for grades?
Like expulsion is more along the lines of what they would do.
Yeah. I mean, that would seem pretty reasonable. Like, okay, you don't get to come back to school. 38 years?
I can't believe it myself. So.
I don't think a month would be appropriate for such a trivial thing.
Well,
we're talking about grades in high school.
Broke into the school. And breaking into a building is something.
Yeah, well,
I wouldn't, a month I wouldn't get a bit out of shape out of. I really do feel that the best thing, here would be for him to pay for any damages to any equipment that he caused.
That would make sense. Sure.
And for him to, have to do some kind of, community service or something like that.
Well, if convicted on all 69 counts, including altering and stealing public records, computer fraud, burglary, identity theft, receiving stolen property, and conspiracy, Mr. Khan could spend almost 4 decades in prison. He's currently being held on $50,000 bail and is scheduled to appear in court as of today. Mr. Khan's defense lawyer, Carol Lavacol, described her client as a really nice kid and said there's a lot more going on than meets the eye. Prosecutors claimed that between January and May, Mr. Khan, one of Orange County's oldest, he lives in, Coto de Casa, one of Orange County's oldest and most expensive gated communities, repeatedly broke into Tesoro High School, which was made famous by the reality TV series Real Housewives of Orange County. In an alleged plot that resembles the script to a 1986 high school comedy Ferris Bueller's Day Off, prosecutors claim he then used teachers' passwords to hack into computers and change his test scores. In at least one test, an English exam, Khan had been given an F grade because he was caught cheating. Prosecutors claim the teenager, who's alleged to have broken into the school late at night with a stolen master key, also changed the grades of 12 other students, and that he installed spyware on school hard drives that allowed him to access the computers from remote locations.
I'll bet you it was the 12 other students. I bet one of them was the one that rolled on him.
Tesoro High.
Or one of them that told somebody who rolled on him.
Could be. It's got 2,800 pupils.
When you do something in secret, you don't tell anyone. That's why it's called a secret.
His plan, says the prosecutors, was one to get a place at one of the colleges within the University of California system. After his application was rejected, he requested copies of his student records, known as transcripts, in the U.S. educational system so he could appeal. But when teachers looked at his files and noticed all the A grades that had magically appeared next to all the courses he had taken, they realized something was wrong. School administrators alerted law enforcement after noticing a discrepancy in the grades. Subsequent investigation revealed that Khan was in possession of original tests, test questions and answers, and copies of his altered grades. Khan is accused of stealing master copies of tests, some of which were emailed to dozens of students. The case has once again raised the question of whether technology, in particular mobile phones that can access the Internet, has resulted in an epidemic of cheating in the high school system. Hey, guess what? Kids have been cheating in high school for a long time before the Internet.
Yeah, I doubt that. That sounds to me like classic adult stuff. Well, it's different than it was in my day. When we cheated, we did it with good old-fashioned crib notes. And we walked to school and listened to Elvis Presley. No, I'm sorry. Kids are the same, and the tools have just changed.
Another student is also accused of conspiring with Mr. Khan. He's facing up to 3 years in prison. The pair allegedly exchanged text messages last month while organizing a break-in. So if you exchange a text message with a guy that's going to do the break-in, does that mean that you get 3 years in prison even if you weren't even there? I don't know if the kid was there or not, but it doesn't sound like he was too involved.
It seems crazy to me.
So there you go. 38 years, almost 4 decades in prison for changing a few grades in the high school computers.
To be an accomplice, one has to, it would seem to me, one has to render some kind of substantial assistance to the perpetrator. And receiving and or sending text messages, talking to a person, if you don't give them any information one way or the other, if he's looking out for something, then he's an accomplice. If he's just, well, be careful, or, good luck, or whatever it is that he's saying, I don't feel that he qualifies as an accomplice.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you've got any comments on this particular story, if anything, if there's anything to glean from this, it's number one, get your kids out of the government school system. I remember when I was in government school a decade ago at this point, and I was relatively technically inclined, kind of one of the geeky kids in school, I guess you could say, and I got caught red-handed once. I don't know if hacking was the right word because there was no password. I was logging into the principal's computer. They had the entire school was networked, and I'd found the principal's computer on the network, went in there, and...
So this is sort of you virtually found it.
Yeah, I found it on the little...
You didn't go into his office.
Right, on the little network neighborhood thing or whatever it was called back then. And I went in, I logged into his computer, and I clicked... okay to bypass the password screen. Turns out he didn't have a password. So I basically walked right into his computer.
Sounds to me like you hacksawed him.
No, I was not a hacker, but anyway, I was poking around his computer, and as I was doing that, my lookout, I was supposed to have someone looking out for me, but he didn't do a very good job, and the teacher in that class walked right up behind me as I was doing what I was doing, and I was caught red-handed. But, man, I didn't face any punishment like this nothing. I think what happened to me was, you know, I'm sure I got a referral. I was sent to the principal's office, and then...
Nothing new for you.
Well, then what they did was kind of interesting. The way they handled it back then was they invited me onto the school tech team. So instead of using my talents for evil, I was using them to go and fix problems instead of create them. So they gave me the opportunity to make something different happen instead of just plain old punishment.
That's a good idea.
And you know what? It worked. I enjoyed tech team. I ended up getting a half a credit for taking the class, which was basically I'd sit around and BS with the other guys in the tech team class and only occasionally go out and have to do anything. It worked out well for me, but I guess I was just fortunate. You know, I guess I was just fortunate to do something like that 10 years ago when things weren't as serious as they are in the government school system today, whereas I could have gone to prison for something like that.
Well, computers were a relatively new invention when I was in high school. I remember the computer kids would use the 5 1/4-inch floppy disks, you know, that were,
yeah,
oh
yeah,
were in
I remember
floppy.
That. Julia probably never even seen one of those. Have you seen those?
What?
The old 5-inch disc?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. I did manage to steal a test. However, I talked my way out of it because I didn't quite have enough proof. But, you know, the funny thing, I, you know, got 2 D's in the class and then suddenly got an A on the exam.
So lesson learned here, hopefully, parents, is get your kids the hell out of government school, especially if they're technically inclined and likely to hack into the principal's system or change some grades or something like that. Get them out of there. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And again, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and we are talking about government schools and how one young man out in the California region is looking at up to 4 decades in prison, 38 years behind bars, because he broke into the school and changed some grades in one of their computers. Seems like an overreaction to me. And it seems like yet another reason for parents that still have their kids in government school to seriously consider getting them out. Because you may think that your kid is a good kid, and I don't have any reason to believe this guy's a bad guy. He just wanted to change his grades. I mean, the kids' grades are just nothing.
Well, he seems like a serial cheater, which, you know, there's a place in the world for people that can go outside of the lines without hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think that in and of itself is a terrible thing. I mean, you know, he should be caught. He should be by the institution that he's, you know, cheating, you know, within which he is cheating. And he should be punished there. But time in prison sounds crazy to me. He don't hurt anybody.
If a similar thing happened at a private school, the private school could not have this guy strung up on charges like that. I mean, yeah, maybe for damaging the property, but as you said, Mark, he should only have to make good on that. So if he broke a lock on the way into the door and, you know, made some sort of a mess and destroyed things, then yeah, he should have to make good on that. But the worst that a private school could do beyond pressing charges for damages would to simply be, you know, tell the parents, hey, look, we don't want your kid here anymore. Here's your money. You know, we're going to take some of the money to make good on, you know, the problems that he created. But we don't want your kids. Don't bring him back next year. We don't want your money. And that would be it. That would be where it was over. So
they probably wouldn't return any tuition, and I don't see any reason why they should have to.
No, I would agree with you there. They would certainly at the very least keep whatever they felt was necessary to make restitution. But that would be as far as it would go. But yet with the government system, there apparently are no limits on how insane it can be. And if you think your kids are good kids, You never know when they're going to do something. You never know when the good kids, because I got good grades.
We all learn from doing some bad things, you know, and I certainly don't think that cheating is the right thing to do, but, you know, he didn't hurt anybody, and there really is a place in the world for cheating. If you can win the game by changing the rules for yourself, then you still win the game.
He also probably wouldn't be as likely to cheat if he could sort of customize his educational experience. With the government schools, it's sort of this one-size-fits-all track.
And you mean so pick classes he wants
right,
to take?
I mean, there are a few options, but for the most part, everybody takes the same classes, and you're told exactly what you have to take. Mm. Sometimes it's really hard to get through those ones that you just aren't interested in.
That's a great point.
Well, I noticed when I went from private school to public school in 8th to 9th grade that actually the public school had a significantly more choices in classes that I could take than the private school did. There was almost no choices there. However, I went from being on the dean's list, which was a good thing, in private school to getting two Fs in my first year in public school. And I have to say, to me, that's enough evidence right there that there's just, the teachers didn't care as much whether I passed or failed. And I did it for the reasons of, making the teachers happy.
Now, Julia, at one time in your high school career, you had a bit of a run-in, and it didn't result in any prison time for you, right? And it was relatively serious, at least as far as the bureaucrats. Felt,
well,
right?
Actually, I did get threatened with, they were going to put me in juvenile detention. That was sort of brought up. I did have to go to court, and it was sort of this huge ordeal. I'm not even exactly sure how it ended, because what my parents ended up doing was shipping me out of the state. They sent me to Florida and just sort of dealt with it on their own. And I honestly don't even know what the outcome was of that.
Maybe you're still wanted in Idaho.
But they did want to put me in juvenile detention for a while, but it was... And they also wanted to put me in special schools, the alternative schools where all the bad kids go. So then I guess I would have become even worse because I'd be hanging out.
So what was this all about?
When I got expelled for the bomb threat.
It was a bomb threat.
It wasn't really a bomb threat,
no,
though, right?
No, it wasn't really a bomb threat, but it was. I said some things I shouldn't have to the principal. And
you've got to have to tell me what the things were you said.
I don't remember exactly. I did.
Clearly the word bomb was used.
No, the word bomb was not used.
Okay.
I said things like, I want to pee on your grave, and I called her some nasty names.
Okay.
And just was an angry teenager going on and on and on saying stupid stuff. And I don't disagree that I should have gotten in trouble for that. Like, I did say some really inappropriate things.
Okay.
But I didn't say anything about bombs, and she said she felt really threatened in the situation. We were alone in the office, and...
She felt threatened.
She felt threatened.
I
so
see.
Because she felt threatened and Columbine had just happened, well, this girl might bomb the school, so...
Yeah, that's blowing it out of proportion.
Right. Just a little.
So by the time Julia got into her trouble, it was a few years after I had graduated high school, and things had gotten a little bit more serious than they'd ever been in the past, and now you can tell that they've really gone off the deep end. It's
well,
mad.
When
it's madness.
When things like Columbine happen, it gives them an excuse to crack down. See what's going on? We've got to crack down on this.
Well, I mean, I see where that's
authority figures love authority.
Yeah.
And when you give them an opportunity to use authority more widely and broadly, they're going to do that.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a big, a world of difference between coming and blowing away kids with various different firearms, compared to what this kid did, which was breaking in and changing some grades in the computer.
There's a huge difference.
I wonder how many years he would have gotten for killing somebody. I bet it would have been less. He probably could have killed one of his classmates and, gotten off with 10 years or something.
Well,
like that.
I went to prison for murder, got 25, and they're threatening him with 38.
That's true.
Wow.
So there you go. Get your kids out while you still can, because the system is not going to get fixed. It doesn't matter if you elect Barack Obama or John McCain or whoever it is your local choices are at the state or federal level. It doesn't matter who you elect. The government schools are inherently broken. They can't teach anything besides indoctrination and obedience to the state. They can't teach anything effectively beyond that. It's just an awful organization that just... It's just brainwashing kids and dumbing them down. That's all it's doing. And there's no reason to continue supporting it, A, with your finances, stop paying those property taxes, and B, pull your kids the hell out.
The problem
while you still
is
can.
Incentives, because the public school system isn't incentivized in the same manner that private schools are.
That's right.
If you do something bad in a private school, like steal some tests or do something like that, they still, they have to weigh it against, well, am I going to get the money from this child for, you know, their education,
yeah,
as to whether or not they want them there. Now, obviously, if you hurt a teacher or another student at a private school, you're still talking about the same jurisdiction of the police and that kind of thing. You can still call in the law if that kind of thing happens. But stealing tests, it wouldn't be an issue. Now, maybe the burglarizing of the school would be, but you're still not talking about 38 years.
No way. I think that in a private school situation, you would see certainly more tolerance, as you're pointing out there, Mark, of the kids. But at the same time, they could draw a line if they didn't want to get, if a kid was being bad in whatever way, whether it be hacking his grades or threatening another kid or being disruptive in class or breaking stuff, whatever. Kids do all kinds of bad stuff. If a kid was being bad, the private school has no obligation whatsoever to provide that kid with an education. It's obviously going to be in the contract somewhere that says if your kid's acting out, we've got the right to refuse service. We got the right to kick him out. So what you'd see happening in, I think, good private schools would be they would, if kids were acting out, they would try some sort of intervention,
yeah,
you know, bring them to a guidance counselor or whatever, have them talk to the parents, talk to the teachers, try to work it out. But if he continued to misbehave, they just kick him out. And so the schools wouldn't have a problem with bad kids.
And I recall in my county, there was a private school that really sort of specialized in kids.
In bad kids?
In kids that had gotten kicked out of the public school system.
That would inevitably be, I would think, something the market would demand. As parents were having their kids getting kicked out of the private schools, they would be demanding some sort of a different sort of education for their kids. And inevitably, people in search of profit would provide that. And it could all be done voluntarily. Without taxing anybody that didn't want to pay for it. But hey, that's pie in the sky, fantasy land, right? We can't have that. We can't have free market in schools because then kids wouldn't get an education. They'd all be starving and dying in the streets. Oh, wait, that's nonsense. The free
market, lots of kids get private education.
Yeah.
Lots of kids get homeschooled.
The free market is the way to go. If you care about the education of young people, that's what you should support. This government school system is tyrannical, it's despotic, and it's indoctrinating kids with a belief that the state is great. That's bad news. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725. Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board with the program for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing more people to the message of freedom and liberty. If you like that idea and you like Free Talk Live, then AMP. And you get perks like access to the AMP-only chat room forum, the AMP-only, let's see, there's a podcast that's AMP-only as well, which doesn't have any pre-recorded commercials in it. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about that, and get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to the phone calls. Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hi, hon. I was just listening to you about the schools. I'm going to tell you something. My cousin, her little boy, she had to take him out of school and homeschool. He almost flunked the third grade the third time.
That's incredible.
And now she's got him up to ninth grade level already.
And how old is he now?
He's same age. I mean, you know.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, the thing is that these schools have gotten so bad here, people are actually leaving here. That's how bad it's gotten.
Mm.
I mean, this is horrendous. And I mean, I mean, they don't teach them what they're supposed to be taught. They're not even taught the things that we were taught in school.
It just keeps getting worse year after year.
And I've talked to our state representative about this, and I said, you've got to do something about this. I said, get our schools out of the government, federal government hands. I said, get it back in the state. But anyway, I said, we need more charter schools. We need more, you know, homeschooling done. I said, until something's done, I said, these kids need to get out of these schools. I mean, this is horrendous. I mean, they're almost like prisons now.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, at least where I come from, in Sarasota, Florida, they actually, apparently at one point, the same guy designed the prisons as designed the schools. So there's some real striking similarities.
I think that some schools were just designed by some, you know, independent architecture firms. But yes, they're both institutions and likely
they bust them around the same way.
Yeah. Thank God we've got some good Christian schools here. You know,
well,
and a lot of the kids now have gone to those.
Hey, you know, the fact is, if I was living where I was in Bradenton there for a while, I'd probably send my kid to Bradenton Christian where I went to school because I think they get a better education.
Yeah, you know, I guess I'd rather have my kid, I mean, as a pantheist, I'd rather have my kid taught the Christian stuff than having them taught the government stuff. That much is true. Thanks, Paula, for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I don't think what bugs me about government schools is necessarily what they're not teaching. It's the way they teach. Pretty much your entire education experience, if you go to government school, is memorizing trivial facts.
Mm,
and that's it.
Yeah. Don't forget the sit down, be quiet, don't speak till your
be
hands
on time.
Raised. You can't use the bathroom unless you've asked.
Right.
all these things.
Obedience training.
Right.
It's that seems to be largely what it is, and
it's the Prussian system, as I believe it's called.
How is that terribly useful for a child? My child's going to grow up being homeschooled. He's going to be able to use the bathroom when he wants.
It's a great point. It's not useful, except in the realm of the elites, where they want this sort of easily controllable,
it's Brave New
docile
World kind of stuff.
Yeah, it really is. They want this easily controlled, docile group of people that isn't really going to think outside the box, to use a cliche. They're not going to think outside the box. They're not going to question their circumstances. They've been trained to believe that you just go through the schooling path, you get out, you graduate, you get a job, and you stick with that job until you have a midlife crisis or you retire. And then, that's that. That's life. That's what it's about.
Well, I don't think midlife crises are really accepted either.
Are they not?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Right. How dare you quit your job and want something different for your life?
Your family's counting on you.
Yeah. So that's what it's all about. And there's a book by, I think, the former teacher of the year for the state of New York, actually.
Wasn't it John Taylor Gatto?
That's right. John.
He has a few books, I believe, and they're all excellent.
Have you read any of them? I've only read excerpts.
I read online excerpts from probably the same one you're thinking of, the name.
I think it's The Underground History of American Education.
The whole
but
book
I'm not
is on there, isn't it? In PDF?
He does give away at least one of his books. That might be the one at his website. John Taylor Gatto is the name you want to look for. He really gives you the insights.
Gatto.
Gatto.
Okay.
He really gives you the inside scoop as to how the government school system is structured, the Prussian system that it was modeled after, and how it does exactly what it is that I was suggesting that it does. It just dumbs people down. Look around, man. Look at these kids that are getting out of school. I am amazed when I see somebody who looks like he's in his early 30s walking down the street in the gangsta hat, pushing his two kids in the stroller. And these people, they don't seem that intelligent to me at all. They just seem like they're living this sort of pop culture light in this pop culture world where all that matters is, the new hairstyles or the new clothing styles and who's singing what songs at the moment.
Well, in defense, I mean, there was it's not like that. You could have gotten through public school that I went to taking some relatively easy courses. I mean, I decided to top out at trigonometry and analytic geometry. But the only the highest course you had to have was
algebra.
You didn't even have to take algebra, pre-algebra,
really?
I think. There was business math, which was, addition, subtraction, things like that. And you could have got yourself a little degree and moved on. I don't know that, I don't know what direction your hat would be facing if you decided to do that. But, it wouldn't have been a hell of an education.
No, well, I understand that, and
I think would not have been acceptable at the private school I went to. Just
sure,
not
sure. And what I would like to see is a more free market education environment where people are able to, as you were talking about earlier, I think Julia, customizing their experience.
Right.
They can take the classes they want to where if they're not interested in math, they don't have to take math. Yeah, they can take the courses they're interested in.
One thing that I specifically remember that always drove me crazy was reading. For example, they would pick a book and you would have to read it. And now, when I think about the adults that I know, I only know one person that I work with that actually enjoys reading books.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that's destroyed in the school level because you're never allowed to choose books that are of interest to you. You're
forced to read
boring books. And if you just remember that when you get out, the last thing you want to do is go read a book.
Yeah, right. books suck is what you're taught.
I didn't read them. Just so you know.
I didn't either.
The Red Badge of Courage, I still haven't read it.
I think I did. There was only one book I read in government high school. It was Ayn Rand's Anthem. They had that one.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it was real thin.
Yeah.
So that's why I read that
one. I've read a great deal. I've read lots of books, lots of classics. However, I, for one, some reason or another, have never bothered reading Red Badge of Courage. I probably should get to it, but haven't.
1-800-259-9231. We continue here. Elliot is on the line in Ohio. Elliot, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I'm actually 18. I just got out of high school, and I actually went to three high schools.
Okay.
My first was a public school, and, I mean, you guys are right. It's nothing but a government conditioning facility. I mean, you dumb down the population real quick. I mean, like, here's a perfect example for you. See, being that they don't, teach you anything, I learned more on going to Alex Jones' website, Infowars.com, PrincePlan.com, about history. Yeah, just about history. I learned, actual, factual, useful information, more on my own studies than I would ever learn in school. And then when I go talk about it in class, everyone looks at me real weird.
You know,
real weird.
The fact is, kids are going to learn things about the things that they're interested in, and, you know, that's a good thing. You want kids to learn things that they're interested in.
Well, I have to say that I have learned far more in the 10 years that I've been out of school than anything I ever learned in the government school system, because I have been able to follow my own interests. I have been able to study as much as I would like to study on the things that I am most interested in.
And, well, I can tell you, every single day, I diagram a sentence.
You're joking.
Isn't that the most ridiculous activity? Cutting sentences up and making those funny lines with them and all that stuff. You have to know specifically how to draw the lines. Otherwise, you know, you've got it wrong. Diagramming sentences? Mm. I don't know anything about that.
How about cursive? Do you write in cursive?
I write in, you know, I use some of the things that I learned in cursive.
I had to learn calligraphy.
Really?
Yeah.
I learned it in art class.
Thanks, Elliot, for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I think it's good that kids get exposed to different types of, you know, cursive I think is fine. I think that calligraphy is fine. I don't know that I would make passing or failing grades, you know, contingent on this stuff. Mm-hmm. I suppose with cursive you want, that's what the younger kids are learning, so you want to, you know, definitely get them into that. But, you know, my grandmother wrote in cursive all the time. I can barely read that stuff.
I think Julia is really onto something when she points out that the government school system is designed to teach kids to hate to learn. You know, it taught you to hate reading, and it teaches other kids that learning is...
Well, I love reading now.
Oh, sure, I understand that. But that's
But when I came out of school, I did not like reading.
It taught you that, and it teaches kids to dislike the whole education process. And it teaches kids that being dumb is cool. I remember that when I was in elementary school. It was really cool to be dumb. And that, I don't think, has changed. If it hasn't, I don't think it's, not only has it not changed, it may have gotten worse.
It hasn't changed or it's gotten worse.
I don't think it was that way when I was in public school.
Really?
No.
Well, it's that way now, let me tell you.
To get away with things.
800-259-9231, the dumbing down of America, that's what the government schools are about. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Mac is on the line in Georgia, and your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you?